Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio. This segment is a part of a special series made possible by the gracious permission from Milos Radakovic, author of 90 Seconds, a series of books of short but fact-rich articles about a variety of topics which he produced for KUSP 88.9 FM in Santa Cruz, California. Thank you, Milos. Today's topic is mushrooms. Mushrooms, animal, vegetable, or mineral? Well, when it comes to fungi, it seems like they're a bit of all three. Some look like rocks, behave like plants, and yet may be physiologically closer to animals. Weird. Most of the year, fungi seem to be one of those things we scrape out of the refrigerator back behind the funny mustard that nobody remembers buying. After the rains, fungi come out to play. For most of us, that means mushrooms, strange alien things that pop out of the ground like so many jack-in-the-boxes. The part that we see on the surface is only the fruiting body, the part that produces and disperses spores. Most of the structure is underground, inside a dead tree, or in that hot dog bun that you've had in the back of your fridge since Labor Day. Some fungi extend for many miles underground, beneath our towns, parks, and woods, and may be some of the largest organisms on Earth. The only way to broadcast their genes is to burrow out and build a tall structure from which the wind and rain can scatter their spores. Considering that they seem to grow best in manure, mushrooms are quite nutritious. Generally, they're low in saturated fat and very low in cholesterol and sodium. They're also a good source of protein, thiamine, vitamin B6, magnesium, as well as vitamin C, riboflavin, niacin, iron, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, selenium, and dietary fiber. Remember the manure? They can also be deadly, so don't experiment on your own, or you could be helping to bring another generation of mushrooms into the world. To find out more about Milos in the 90 Second series, just use the search terms 90 Seconds and Milos, M-I-L-O-S.